I'm Christoph Künast, that's my name, responsible for eco-toxicology. And I would like to start my only little presentation with some very, very general statements. Number one, what is ecotoxicology? Ecotoxicology is the science of side effects of chemicals against living organisms. When you have only this simplistic statement in mind, nothing else than this, you can imagine a little bit the complexity of this science. I like to compare ecotoxicologists with toxicologists. Toxicology, I tell you what, is an extremely simple science. Yeah, they have to do only with one species, which is Homo sapiens, which is humans. I have to do with the entire plant and animal kingdom, plus the interaction between animals and plants. Yeah, and you can imagine that has a very, very outstanding complexity, and this complexity has consequences. Okay, so that's my first statement. I want to indicate the complexity of ecotoxicology and the very fundamental difference to toxicology. Yeah, toxicologists don't like me for that, but okay. Good. My next statement is, no doubt pesticides have side effects on living organisms, indirect or direct side effects. But what we must ensure for registration purposes is that these side effects are acceptable. Now, the next question is, of course, what does that mean, acceptability? And now it's not very easy for me to give you a real and generally agreed answer on that. Since, of course, what side effect is acceptable, that is very much politically driven. There are different opinions among scientists, among politicians, and. That is also a kind of moving target, since the criteria for acceptability are, and that is a very overall trend, are getting more and more stringent. Okay, that was my, let me say, general philosophy to give you a little feeling for the, yeah, let me say, stumbling blocks, I don't know how to call it, yeah, which we are facing here every day in our business. What is acceptable? Yeah, what species must we test? We cannot test the 1.2 million animal species which are globally described. That is totally impossible. Yeah. What do you feel? You are here in Germany. How many animal species do we have here in Germany? Animal species. Just, I told you, worldwide 1.2 million. What do you feel? How many species do we find here in Germany? Just 50,000. Excellent. 45,000. Perfect. Really perfect and excellent fit. Congratulations. You can join my team. Good.
Give that man a bonus.
But again, it's totally impossible, as I said before, to test this tremendous variety of species. Good. How do we proceed when I say that we cannot test all of them? Can we move a little bit to the place over there?